Okay, we are, good morning. We are continuing your idea, Samech Vav, Helchos Dam. Okay. Samech Vav, we're on Se'if Chet. So remember, let's first read the words and then we'll remind ourselves. Mutar le'achol beitzim tzviyot af api she'enam yecholot libadik. It's not a problem. You're allowed to make hard-boiled eggs. You're allowed to cook your eggs. And you don't have to worry about there might be blood in there. Even if you can't check it, you don't have to worry about it. It's one of the things you don't have to check for, but if you find it, then you can't have it. Now remember, this halacha and the whole beginning of the siman is talking about fertilized eggs. Kol shekein, this applies to our eggs that are, generally speaking, our eggs, unless you know otherwise. They are, at least as far as I know, in America and Israel. Of course, every country is different. They are generally unfertilized and okay, with basically no chance of them mixing in. Haga, v'chein, ein sarich livdok abeitzim im yesh bahem dam, disomchim al rov beitzim she'ein bahem dam. Right, so you have a chazaka that there's no blood, and you can rely on that. ומכל מקום נהגו להחמיר כשעושים מאכלים ביצים ביום שרואים בהם אם יש בהם דם. But the clear minag is that when you crack them open, then you check. Now that's certainly, we'll just leave it as that's the minag, that we check it when we open it up, but if you're going to cook it, you don't have to crack it open in order to check. You're glad to just, obviously just... I don't know. It's interesting, Diak. I don't know. Okay. Anyways. Tet. Dam dagim afo pi shehu mutar im kapto bekli asur mishum arasayim. Okay. So now you find blood in... we know that the blood of fish is 100% mutter. However, it's only mutter if it's you're drinking it from the fish. Let's say you have it, pools into a cup, on a plate, on a cup. It becomes asr only midarabanan mishum marasayim. Because, how do you know this where this comes from? Lefichach, maybe it comes from an animal. Lefichach, im nikar shehu midagim, hegon sheyesh bo kaskasim, mutar. However, if when you're looking at the cup, you see it's obvious that it's coming, that this blood is not from an animal, it's from fish, then it's mutter. So if there's scales inside your cup, I believe on the outside of the cup as well, it wouldn't make a difference. There's no ma'is ayin. Okay. Yud. Dam. Adam. Okay, so now the blood of us, the people. Im pirish mimenu asur mishum ma'is ayin. So if it's the blood that comes out, a person bleeds regularly, just bleeds. Bleeds from his from your gums here. Lefichach, blood that bleeds, it's aser to drink mishum marius ayin. The only iser of a lav, or potentially karis of dam, again is from animals. I thought we learned, but there is no, and chickens, but there's no animal, right? The animal kingdom, at least, well, those. Sorry, I take back the animal kingdom. It's animals and fish, and birds. No, not fish, birds. But if it's humans, so then it's never an iser of the lav of dam. There's only issue of there could be mius, and there's definitely the issue of maris ayin we just mentioned. Lefichach, im nashach hakikar bishinav, if a person is bleeding from their gums, and when you take a bite into bread or an apple or whatever it is, v'yatza dam mishinav, and the blood comes out of your teeth, rather that means your gums, al gabe hakikar, now it's on the food that you're about to take the next bite into. Right, the first bite, no problem. Now you look at your piece of bread and now you see blood on it. It's a problem. Sarich lagaro, you have to scrape it away or remove it away so that when you take your next bite, you don't see blood. Aval sheben hashinayim motzitzo. But as long as it's still in your mouth, there's no problem whatsoever. So no matter how much you're bleeding inside your mouth, you are allowed to swallow. You got a cut on your finger, you're not allowed to swallow. Because it's once it leaves your mouth. Sucking blood is right, correct. That's wait a sec. You know what? We'll leave that as a shayla. Let's talk about sucking your finger. I'll just say I'm not positive, and it's muchach that it's from a person. So
it's the drop not allowed.
Not allowed to. And it's still on your finger. You see it bleeding?
Once you wipe it off, you put your finger in your mouth. You wipe it off. Now,
if it's no longer bleeding. If it's no longer bleeding, there's no problem. Right? Okay. You have a wound on your finger, that's, we agree, is no problem. All right. Well, let's double check that or show me a source. V'kol dam dagim v'dam adam ho'el midin ashari. So, now really, mi'ikar din, any time you have blood from fish or humans, mi'ikar din, there's really no problem whatsoever. Therefore, eno oser tarugoso. Having a mixture of it is never going to be an issue, unless, of course, you can obviously see the blood when you look at your food. So then there's a problem. Okay. Fine. We'll look into that. Let's continue, then we'll get back. Siman samach zayin. Kama dvarim arsarim mishum dam. So now we've got a few issues of dam. Aleph. B'dam behema v'chaya. Nami in isur karet ela bedam nefesh shana shama yotzebo. So this we briefly mentioned, that when the dam, so we mentioned dam of a behema and chaya is asur minatara, but there's only going to be karet if it's the dam nefesh. That's the initial blood that comes out when it's shechted or when it's killed. And the initial blood pours out, that's taking away the life. That blood is causing the animal to die, and it's coming out with some pressure. That's, generally, it's coming out with pressure. If there's shechita and it's coming out with pressure, then once it starts to ooze, so then that's called dam tamtzit, and that's a lav, but not karet. If you're, the whole process is a slow process, and so that's a bloodletting. So the whole part that's making it die, so that's also dam nefesh. Let's continue.
And the dam in the heart,
the pool of blood that's in the heart itself, in the inside the chambers, that's also dam hanefesh. Good. About dam evarim, but any other blood, this would have be the din of dam in the blood vessels and dam in the muscle or in the organs. All of this blood, eino ela belotase. All of this is with a lotase. Now I'm going to qualify what I just said, so listen. Mehani mile kishapiresh mina ever. Okay, so dam evarim classically means it's the blood that's in the muscle or in an organ. So while the blood is still inside, let's say we'll call it the capillaries or whatever, it's still inside the muscle, it's still inside the organ. So then that blood is mutter if you were to bite into it. It's only, that dam is only a lav or usr, if it moves out of that strand of muscle that it was in. Either it leaves the whole piece of meat or it moves around within the meat. Okay? But it moves from its place. So that's called dam shapiresh. Or shenitzar b'chaticha. Or like I just said, when it moves in its place, it makes a bruise. Nitzar, it gathers and makes a bruise in the meat. Or shapiresh mimakomo, it moves from its place in the blood, venit orer latzet, and it wants to move out, and it starts to move out, venivla b'makom acher, and it stays in the place next to it. Right? So the first case was it leaves the piece of meat, or it just moves around and within the piece of meat. About im lo piresh v'lo nitzar mutar. But if you have a fresh piece of meat, there's no bruising, and it didn't move around, so then, let me just pause that. Okay, continuing. So imlo piresh v'lo nitzar mutar. So if it doesn't move around, that's if you bite into the meat itself or the organ. So then that meat is fine. The dam that's still inside the meat is fine. So you can eat it raw and just take a bite into it. It's only when you're cooking it, that's what makes it move around. So you can eat it raw without salting, but if you want to cook it, then roasting will move it, but it also will remove the blood. So basically you can eat it raw, and if you want to cook it, then that's when you have to kosher it.
But
you can eat raw liver. We're going to get there. I'm not positive, so I'm not going to say. I believe the answer is yes, because it's... I believe the answer is yes, but let's see it inside. Because it's still dam, it's not dam shapirish, unless it's dam shapirish. It doesn't matter. Kulo dam is not a problem, as long as it's shalo pirish. That's the definition. The only exception to that we have is the heart, or any pools of blood, like in a blood vessel. So that's why I mentioned dam shalo pirish, is if it doesn't move, it's mutter, with the exception if you have it in pools of blood or blood vessels, or an organ that that holds it. Okay, so that's fine. So let's get to bet. Lefichach, therefore, we're just going to say it now. Mutter lechol basar chai, you're allowed to eat raw meat. Behadacha. All you have to do is rinse off the blood, because whenever you shech the animal, we saw that there's going to be some blood lying around on top of the animal. So you have to do hadacha to remove all the blood that left the muscle and is now sitting on top of the muscle. There's always going to be blood on the meat when you start to flay it and remove the parts. So, okay. So therefore, you have to do hadacha to remove whatever blood is there. Bli melicha. And you don't have to do any melicha whatsoever. However, ubivad shelo yeh beyom ha'chutim, shedam behem shedam shebechutim hu kekanus ve'omed bekli. But you still have to remove the blood vessels. Any of the blood vessels that there's blood in there, that must be removed if you're going to bite into it. So make sure you're biting the meat and no visible blood vessels, because the blood that's in there, it's like blood in a cup, and that has a din of dam uvarim, whether it moved around or not, because it's a pool of actual blood. Okay. Let's get to Gimel. Hashover mefarkto shel behema. If a person breaks the neck, right, the back of the whole vertebrae, the back of the neck, where you shech the front of the neck, the ventral side where the two simanim are, not the top dorsal side. And so breaking that neck, what's the problem? It's asur lechol mi besara chai. This meat now, from on the entire animal, it's asur to eat from the meat, ala im kein molcho yafe, unless you salt it well. If you...
When did you break the neck?
This is right after the shechita. Okay, good question. The Shach says, but it's obvious. I mean, it's clear from, as he himself says, it's clear in the Gemara, that it's after you did the shechita, because otherwise it won't be kosher. And it's basically while the blood is still oozing out. It's unclear exactly where the... when it ends. Certainly dam nefesh, that's for sure a problem. And then somewhere between dam nefesh to dam tamtzit, finishing the main oozing out, that's what we're talking about. When it's completely dead. And it's maybe after the pirkus, I'm not exactly sure where the you draw the line. But afterwards, then you finish, you start hang it up, you flay it, and you start taking it apart, then of course you're allowed to chop off the neck. So if you're doing it for those, I don't know, 10 seconds, let's say, for argument's sake, whatever it is, then that's when this halakha happens, and it makes all the meat to eat it raw. Ela in kain, molcho yafa, unless you make sure you do a good job of doing melicha, vayidei melicha, mutar afiula kadera. And once you do melicha, then you're allowed to eat it like every other piece of meat. In other words, really no harm was done. Normally we don't eat raw meat, so you just do your normal course of action, and you do malicha, and you move on. Afilu l'kadera, even if you're going to cook with it in a pot, u'letzli, mutra afilu below malicha. And the Shulchan Aruch holds, that's the halacha, you're allowed to do tzli without doing malicha. We're going to see this. When we get to salting, you'll see that when it comes to doing tzli, the minhag, at least for Ashkenazim, is to add some salt onto it. Okay. What we're afraid is when you break the neck, I don't understand exactly, but it does something to the animal. It stops it from moving and stretching its neck in its normal manner. And normally, when you shecht an animal, the animal does its normal pirkus, its normal whatever, and it allows the blood to flow out the neck and drip away. By breaking the neck, it doesn't let the neck extend the same way, and it doesn't, I can't understand exactly, but that's what the post can point out, the Gemara, that it's not letting the blood flow out the way it normally does, and it makes it gather. The dam wants to move out, so it moves, it forces the blood, the animal, to have some of the blood that normally moves out and or within the Evarim, and instead of continuing out towards the neck, it now moves back or around within the muscle of the animal. It makes it dam Evarim Shapirish, that's what it does.
It's basically limiting the Pirkus.
It does limit the Pirkus. Correct. But it's interesting, it allows it enough shapirish, but not enough to leave the animal. So it becomes a problem. So you just treat it like you do anytime you have dam evarim shapirish, all you have to do is you rinse off the blood, you do melicha or tzli, like always, and good to go. In other words, it's not a big problem. Okay, haga, v'nagu l'ach melachotcha ulemocha, af v'tzli. And so here we see the minhag of the Rama writes is, in this case, if you break the neck, you don't just do melicha right away. You also have to cut it open a little bit so that it's able to, we're going to see how this is by bruising. So if you have a bruise, you need to cut through the bruise so that it allows the melicha to extract the blood from there. Because otherwise when you have a bruise, it becomes concentrated. And just putting salt on the outer surface will not suffice. So you need to be able to cut through the bruise and put salt inside the bruise so that it can have extra strength deeper to pull it out. Okay. And so even for tzli, he says, fine. V'hu adin im chotech basar mi beit hashchita kodem sh'teitzei nafsha. So too, while it's still alive, and how you define life, okay? It's still alive, you cut the two simanim, but it's still alive, it's still moving, the heart's pumping, the blood's coming out. So we say, as long as the heart's still pumping, it's not teitzei nafsha. So therefore, while there, you might want to cut out a piece of meat right now, you can't wait. So it's the same problem. You have to do... you can't eat it raw. If you take out a piece of meat, it's not enough just to rinse it. Since you took it out while it's still dying, now you have to do cut it according to the Rama, and then you have to do melicha or tzli. Okay. Yesh omrim sheish lizar lechatchila, shalo lishbor mafreket abhema, o lachtoch besakin. Lishbor. Oh, I have shalo lishbor. Okay, let's finish reading the sentence. We'll see which one makes more sense. Yesh omrim sheish lizar lechatchila. Thanks for looking so carefully. So, one that should be very careful to lechatchila should not break the neck of the behema, or litchov sakin biliba, or the same halacha applies to stabbing with a knife or a sword into the heart while it's dying. Kedei lekarev misasa, in order to make it die faster, mishum shemavliya dam be'evarim. So lechatchila, the minhag is, you're not allowed to break the neck or stab the heart until it dies. Right. Dalet. Nitzvar Adam, this is the case. We have Machmat Maka. Now let's say, even while the animal was alive, it bumped its foot or leg and something hit it, and now it has a bruise. So you look in the muscle, and now you see that the muscle... a piece of it is much darker. It has a reddish, bluish color, purple, and you see it in the meat. It looks different than the rest. So it's a real bruise. So then what happens? So you have to cut through inside, and you salt it in there, around it in there. Aval mutar litzlato bein b'shipud bein al gabei agachalim afilu b'lo chituch u'melicha. And the Shulchan Aruch writes that you're allowed to even do tzli without even cutting it. Agav yesh omrim demishum ze yesh lahachmir liklof beit hashchita lachtoch be'oto basar kodem melicha hoel v'nitzar sham dam bishat shchita. And the Rama says, some say, or it's better, or one should cut away that whole piece of, won't be too much, but that whole piece of meat that got changed colors because it's full of a, it had a bruising, a hematoma in there. Just don't just cut a slit, just cut it out and remove it. And
then, chickens.
Correct. So sometimes you'll see in a chicken where there's deep bruising into the muscle, not just a vein or a surface. That's not a problem, but it goes inside. That you cut according to the Rama, you cut it off. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you just cut through it or grill it. Okay, something important. The difference comes up a few times. Just to clarify, whenever we say tzli, tzli means you're roasting on a spit, on a skewer, over a grill, on a grate, where all the juice can come down. Halachically, if you're gonna put a piece of chicken or meat on a flat pan with no holes, and you put that into an oven, and it doesn't drain out. So that's called bishul for the halachas of dam and melicha. That's 100% bishul. Tzli must be when it just completely continuously flow out and off or through, and then that's okay. Has to be on a slant. We're going to get to this. I don't know if we got this. It has to be on a slant, or it has to have holes to go through. Maybe we covered that. Okay. Hey, maybe one more. Let's do it. Basar shelo nimlach v'nasnu b'chomitz. Okay. Interesting halacha. What happens if you have meat and you... You know what? I'm going to stop here because the next halacha is going to go into... The next two are going to discuss vinegar. So anyone has anything they want to add, I'll give you homework. If you get your meat from the keves, right? It wasn't salted from the sheep. You want to take it and you want to grill it. You want to on your barbecue. You learned that's 100% mutter. It's prepared to go right on the grill. Can you soak it in vinegar for, I don't know, half an hour? You want to salt the meat? You want to marinate it? Exactly. Can you marinate your meat that you want to put on the grill before you grill it? All right. You'll read the Rama if you want to read ahead in the end of Vav, and then let me know what you think.